Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description. In 2019, I started listening to a podcast by Robert Evans called It Could Happen Here. Have you listened to that one? If not, I recommend listening to the first several episodes of that podcast. They started doing a daily podcast after that, and it's not the same once they go daily, but Robert's first few episodes in which he describes what a American Civil War could look like. He talks about the rise of fascism. And it's fascinating to see how much this country, the U.S., has changed in just the last 5 or 6 years since I started listening to that podcast. Fascism in the United States is at a level that I don't think I could have imagined back then. And that was towards the end of the first Trump presidency. This time around, things are different, you know, to 100 times what they were then, as far as the actions go from the Trump presidency. Today specifically, and obviously this is not an attempt to summarize all of the things that Trump has done. We have summarized Project 2025 in a previous episode. And there will be more of these daily episodes in which we touch on some of the things that are happening. Today, specifically, I want to address an article titled ICE Obtains Access to Israeli-Made Spyware That Can Hack Phones and Encrypted Apps. ICE, of course, is the U.S. government's Border Patrol Immigration Control Organization. However, it's been weaponized, given a massive budget. It is now one of the largest, essentially, military budgets in the world. And they've kind of been given this free rein to harass immigrants or really just people of color in any way. ICE has always been problematic, right? This is not, it's not new that ICE is a problem. I remember ICE raids here at local factories when I was in high school 20 years ago, and it was a problem then. They were tearing families apart, ravaging communities, hurting the economy, and while this is essentially the same basic organization, Trump has managed to revamp it, again, give them a much larger budget, and set them free to do worse work. So this article specifically is in reference to an Israeli company called Paragon Solutions. And this was initiated back in the Biden administration, this sort of contract between the U.S. government and Paragon Solutions for this technology that allows for the government to hack into phones and locate someone so they can use their location, they can listen to them with the microphone, and they can also, of course, read through messages. This can be used to help find immigrants or to, you know, provide evidence that they are here illegally or those types of things. Now, this article in The Guardian puts it, I think, a little bit more dramatically than it actually is. It basically states, and I'll read this here, it says, Paragon Solutions, a company founded in Israel, which makes spyware that can be used to hack into any mobile phone, including encrypted applications. And it's referring to applications like Signal or WhatsApp, which are commonly used applications internationally. And so people who are from other countries are likely or possibly using these apps to communicate with family members back home. It says this was a $2 million contract, which is quite low, frankly, in regards to like how large, you know, international, or I should say, cybersecurity and spyware contracts are. There was a stay put on this, a stop order, because of potential issues with, you know, the legality of it, hacking into people's phones. So they were stopping it to look into it. But Trump has now lifted this, the stay, and said, we are going to utilize this fully, and we're giving ICE access to this information. So reading here a little bit, it says it means that one of the most powerful stealth cyber weapons ever created, which was produced outside the U.S., is now in the hands of an agency that has repeatedly been accused by civil and human rights groups of violating people's due process rights. Neither Paragon nor ICE immediately responded for comment. Now it says when it is successfully deployed against a target, the hacking software, called Graphite, can hack into any phone. By essentially taking control of the mobile phone, the user, in this case ICE, can not only track an individual's whereabouts, read their messages, look at their photographs, but also open and read information held on encrypted applications like WhatsApp or Signal. Spyware like Graphite can also be used as a listening device through the manipulation of the phone's recorder. An executive order signed by the Biden administration sought to establish some guardrails around the U.S. government's use of spyware. It said that the U.S. shall not make operational use of commercial spyware that poses significant counterintelligence or security risks to the United States government, or significant risks of improper use by a foreign government or foreign person. So Biden didn't really care about it being misused internally against American citizens. He cared about it being reversed and being used against U.S. intelligence, or for the threat of counterintelligence. So they were looking into it. It says here that Biden administration took the extraordinary step of placing one of Paragon's rival spyware makers, NSO Group, on a Commerce Department blacklist, saying the company had knowingly supplied foreign governments to maliciously target the phones of dissidents, human rights activists, and journalists. So a similar but, you know, competitive group to this Paragon Solutions group was put on a blacklist for providing a similar solution, but in a more troublesome way, if possible. So there's some interesting things here. You know, first of all, this was initiated by Biden, by Biden's government. A stop was put on it because they were looking into making sure that there was no way that it could be used against the U.S. government. But Trump has now said, nah, to heck with that. We're using it, we're giving it to ICE, and we're allowing them to hack into the phones of anyone that they would like. So there's some things about this that need to be said that are not included in this article. I think one of the most important is to note that they can't actually hack into any phone at any time. You know, it makes it sound like they have a button that they can press. Maybe they put in your phone number and boom, they're inside of your phone. There are specific ways that they have to gain entry to your phone. It's through traditional hacking methods on WhatsApp, for example. It's through the use of a PDF. They have to add you to a group. And then once you're in that group, they include a PDF. You don't have to open the PDF on your phone. It works on the back end. But WhatsApp has patched this, right? They've kind of neutralized this threat in new updates. It is up to the user to update the app, for example. So I highly recommend if you have WhatsApp on your phone that you are updating that app. Same thing with Apple devices. There was something through the Apple files or documents that they were exploiting. Apple has also said that they have patched this vulnerability, this threat. So I don't think it's as simple as the article is making it sound. That said, I think this will be used or could be used by the Trump presidency to claim to have evidence that it may not have for people being either here illegally or, you know, threatening. They could use this as evidence for other illegal activity or even gray area activity that they could consider illegal. We don't have to stretch too far to imagine a future. And this was something I was telling my friend group the other day a worry that I have, which is that the Trump administration could essentially, and we already know that they are putting together a sort of brown shirt organization, right? They're calling for, they're recruiting anyone who is loyal to MAGA, essentially. They're saying, we want you to have law enforcement or military experience, which could be, you know, veterans or anyone who's worked as a security guard. And my guess is that the expectations, that the requirements will continue to decrease over time as far as experience goes. They're basically saying, we want your help wherever you are in the U.S. to enforce immigration policy and to, you know, help put down dissidents and traitors. So it is essentially putting together a brown shirt organization. We can call it a red hat organization, right? Similar to what Hitler did. Between ICE and the National Guard, between further militarization or nationalization of the National Guard and other military branches within the U.S., the police force, and now with this red hat organization, they're essentially putting together this ability to arrest individuals with or without substantial evidence of illegal conduct. They've already shown that they're not afraid to arrest people, deport them, put them into detention camps, right? If they're even in a gray area legally. So what is to stop, you know, the Trump administration from using cybersecurity, cyber surveillance, AI surveillance? They've signed these massive deals with Peter Thiel's company, Palantir, and who knows exactly but how that's going to work. But we know that it is a massive surveillance network and that it is intended to be used against U.S. citizens. So anyway, what am I saying? How hard would it be for Donald Trump, for the government, to put together a list, people who speak out against Trump vocally on the internet, right? There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people who produce content that go against the U.S. government's fall into fascism, that go against Donald Trump. And it would not be hard for AI to put together a quick list of those individuals based on what they're putting out there on the internet. So there's a list, and then that list gets sent out, and that list contains the private, you know, personal information of these individuals. And now the police force and the Red Hats and the National Guard and the whoever has this list. They look at who, you know, lives in the local area. And one day we wake up to mass arrests of these individuals, or harassment or assault or whatever it might be of these individuals, with pressure to push them out of jobs, to get them fired, to have them publicly shamed, whatever it might be, right? And all the Trump administration now has to do with apps like this is say, hey, you know, we scoured your phone using this new app and we found that you are treasonous. You've said things, you know, you've worked to incite riots, or you've threatened the president of the United States, or we know that you're an illegal immigrant, or you've done this other thing because we've made pornography illegal, or whatever it might be, right? And whether or not they have actually gained access to the person's mobile device, they can just claim that they have the data. You know, if there's hundreds of thousands of arrests or tens of thousands of arrests, that's going to gum up the judicial system. There's no way to independently prove or not prove, you know. There's no evidence. There's no time to look at the evidence. And if there is, it will take months and years. And by then, it's too late and you're rotting away in a detention camp. Anyway, I know that sounds, you know, kind of conspiratorial, but it's the type of thing that fascist governments do. And quite frankly, it's the type of thing that Donald Trump has talked about and is not a stretch in my mind for somewhere that we could find ourselves in the coming months and years. All right. Protect yourself. Be careful. Be careful with what you do and what you say and how you carry out activities. Keep your information as private as possible. Update your apps on your phone, update your phones, and whatever your immigration status is, I hope that you're staying safe. I hope that you're well cared for, and I wish you the best of luck in these times. All right, we'll speak again next week. Thanks.
Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.